Good morning and Shabbat Shalom. I'm Charles Vance, your host on this episode of Living Words Podcast. We're in our fourth week of In His Footsteps devotional, which you can purchase on Amazon, the link in the show notes. Not required, but you can do it if you want to. Now, in this week, which is week four, we're going to talk about John the Baptist and his first disciples. Text for the week is John 1, 19 through 51. And this introduces us to the early ministry of Yeshua, focusing on the testimonies about him and his first encounters with the disciples. The passage is pivotal. It bridges the prologue's high Christological themes to the narrative of Yeshua's earthly ministry. It is rich with themes of identity, witness, and fulfillment of Scripture. And here's a breakdown. But before we go into that, I'm going to read the passage from King James, and then we'll pray, and we'll go into the commentary. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed, and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not him." "And art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." And they said unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? And what sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptize you then, if you be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" And John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water. But there standeth one among you, whom you know not. He it is, who coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." And these things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him, and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And this is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, and therefore I am come baptizing with water." And John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending upon heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same it is he who baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What seek you?" And they said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being master, "where dwellest thou?" And he said to them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two, which heard John speak and followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother, Simon, and says to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is a stone. And the day following, Jesus would go forth to Galilee, and finds Philip, and said to him, "Follow me." And now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip, finding Nathanael, said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can there be any good thing that comes from Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile." And Nathanael said unto him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus said, "Before that Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, believe you? You have seen greater things than these you shall see." And he said to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, after you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we just come before you this Sabbath morning. We praise your name. We thank you that you've given us the opportunity to hear your word, that you would open our eyes and our ears and our heart to perceive the truth. Pray for all those who are listening, that you would touch their heart and give them the power to be called your child, and that you would transform them, transform their life into something that is meaningful and glorious. In Yeshua's name I pray, amen. So the first aspect was John the Baptist's testimony. And that's verse 19 through 34. Now, John the Baptist denies being Christ, Elijah, or the prophet the Jews were expecting, asserting instead that he's the voice of one crying in the wilderness, as prophesied in Isaiah 40, verse 3. His role is to prepare the way for someone greater than himself, whose sandals he is not worthy to untie. And this moment sets the stage for the revelation of Jesus as the Lamb of God. John identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The title is rich in meaning, alluding to the sacrificial system of the Book of the Law in the Old Testament and foreshadowing Jesus' atoning death. John testifies that he saw the Spirit descend on Jesus like a dove, confirming Jesus as the chosen one of God. And this section emphasizes the role of the Holy Spirit in identifying and empowering Jesus for his ministry. Now, the other thing that he made several references to the fact that he baptizes in water, but the one that follows him baptizes fire or the Holy Ghost. He's the one that brings the Holy Spirit. Now, the first disciples, this is verses 35 through 51, the next day, two of John's disciples follow Jesus after John again identifies him as the Lamb of God. Jesus invites them to come and see where he's staying, an invitation to personal encounter and discipleship. And Simon Peter is introduced to Jesus through his brother Andrew, one of the two who first followed Jesus. Jesus gives Simon the name Cephas, Peter, indicating a new identity that reflects the transformative discipleship brings. Philip and Nathanael, also known as Bartholomew in other Gospels, become disciples. Philip follows Jesus without hesitation, while Nathanael is initially skeptical. Yet, upon meeting Jesus, Nathanael recognizes him as the Son of God and the King of Israel. And Jesus promises that they will see greater things, including heaven open, angels of God ascending and descending, referencing Jacob's dream of Bethel and signifying Jesus as the connection between heaven and earth. You know, one interesting thing, too, whenever they said, Jesus told them, come and see. Well, when Philip and Nathanael were invited, the response was, come and see. They had already begun the nature of disciple, which is to follow and imitate the leadership of their master. The other interesting thing to note is that Nathanael, while skeptical, the reason he said, you are the King of Israel, you're the Son of God, is because Jesus said, well, I saw you under the fig tree, and I knew you then. And he's like, whoa, you saw me under the fig tree? You know, wow, you're God. And he said, you marvel because I saw you under the fig tree? You know, like, greater things than that are you going to do? That's nothing compared to what's going to happen once the Holy Spirit comes. Now, the lessons are the multifaceted identity of Jesus, the role of witness and testimony in faith, and the invitation to personal and transformative discipleship. Jesus is revealed as the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, and the King of Israel. Each title underscores a unique aspect of his mission, character, and the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, pointing to his central role in God's redemptive plan. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one. And then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. The role of testimony and witness in faith. John the Baptist serves as a primary witness to Jesus. And the first disciples embody the call to witness by inviting others to come and see Jesus. This emphasis on witness and testimony is foundational for the spread of the gospel, illustrating the importance of personal encounters with Christ in fostering faith and discipleship. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples, and when he first saw Jesus passing by, he said, look, the Lamb of God. And Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Invitation to personal and transformative discipleship. The call to come and see extends an invitation to personal discipleship that is initiated by an encounter with Jesus. This journey of discipleship is marked by living in a transformative relationship with Him, highlighting the personal nature of faith that moves beyond mere belief to active following and engagement. "Come," He replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where He was staying, and they spent the day with Him. So it's interesting, and like I just commented a moment ago, you know, it's like He said, "Come and see," and then when Peter was talking to Nathanael and Philip, He said, "Come and see." He was already passing that on. That "come and see" is the invitation to come be my disciple. Come stay with me. Make your abode with me, and I'll make my abode with you. That's the open invitation to Jesus. He's asking you today, come and see. Well, let's go into some questions for reflection and discussion. Reflect on John the Baptist's role as a witness to Jesus. How does his example inspire you to bear witness to Christ in your own life? And this is interesting because, you know, John was truly a witness for Jesus, but he wasn't, you know, going out and preaching on the street. He was baptizing people into the kingdom of God in such a way that they didn't, you know, they didn't even know who he was baptizing for. He said, you know, are you the Christ? Are you the God? Are you the prophet that Moses spoke of? No, I'm none of these, but I'm a voice in the wilderness. And I'm making the way straight for him when he comes. And it's interesting to note, John baptized in water. Jesus baptized in fire. He brought forth the Holy Spirit. And another thing to note, and this is, I know this goes a little bit against the grain of what popular belief is. In the modern church today, the popular belief is that the ministry of Jesus Christ is 3.5 years. And there's absolutely no biblical evidence that that's true. That's really a product of Constantinianism trying to bring forth a completion of Daniel's prophecies. But when you look at the record and thoroughly and do a chronological study of all four Gospels together, taking out some things that don't belong, we see that the ministry of Jesus Christ was actually 70 weeks, 490 days, from the baptism of John, of Jesus by John, in Jordan River, until the baptism of the Holy Spirit on Shavuot is 490 days, exactly, 70 weeks, which is the Daniel 9:24 prophecy, where he talks about 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. So to answer the question, how does this example inspire you to bear witness to Christ in your own life, is to live your life, just live your life, and live it fully with the Spirit of God, you know, directing you, and you will bear witness of Jesus. Consider the different responses of the first disciples to Jesus' call. What does this teach us about the personal nature of discipleship and following Jesus? Well, the two different responses were, first, Philip, who was immediate and just followed him, had no questions, no skepticism. And then Nathanael, who had the skepticism, but once it was revealed to him, once he saw the Spirit of Jesus, he realized that he was the King. But it had to be revealed by the Holy Spirit. So, you know, flesh and blood doesn't tell you who I am, but the Spirit of God. How do the various titles given to Jesus in this passage deepen your understanding of his mission and identity? Well, we see that his mission was to take away the sin of the world. And that's what's foretold in Daniel 9:24 when he talks about 70 weeks are determined to remove the sin. There were other things he did. He also healed the transgression of a golden calf. There were six things that he had mission purposes, which you can talk about in more detail later. Discuss the significance of personal testimony in sharing the gospel. Share experiences where someone's testimony impacted your faith journey. I think we all should have a testimony. Everybody has a testimony. It's what your life is. It's how you came to know him, how you came to be convicted, how you came to surrender. Those are the elements of who you are and what your testimony is. But I think more important than anything is that your testimony is unique. It's organic. It's who you are. It's just your story. How does recognizing Jesus as a fulfillment of prophecy strengthen your faith? Are there specific prophecies that have deepened your understanding of Jesus' role in the Messiah? I think the fact that he's fulfilled the prophecies is extremely important because it's evidence that he is who he says he is. For me, the prophecy that has had the most impact, I think, on my life lately was the sign of Jonah. He said, this nation demands a sign. He said, I'll give them no sign except the sign of Jonah. And the sign of Jonah is that he was 3 days and three nights in the grave, raised on the third day. And for me that year, it was in 2015, that was the first year that I recognized that Passover and Easter were completely different, that they were a month apart. I always thought growing up that, Easter and Passover was the same thing. Passover is when they came out of Egypt. The death angel passed over those who had the blood of the lamb applied to the doorpost. It's a picture of salvation. It's the crucifixion. It's also the day Yeshua, Jesus, was crucified on the Passover. Well, in modern Roman Catholicism and Constantinianism and Christianity, Jesus crucified on Friday, raised on Sunday. But there's not 3 days and three nights there. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Good Friday to Easter Sunday. And the reason is because that's a pagan holiday. It has nothing to do with the Hebrew Messiah and his resurrection and death. And it's completely parallel story. So for me, that's a sign that had impact on my life. Because if it's not Good Friday to Easter Sunday, and you have the sign of Jonah, it has to be 3 days and three nights. Well, how do we work that out? And the way you work it out is you have to understand the chronology of the Bible. You have to understand the Creator's timeline. You have to understand that he was crucified on a Wednesday, rose on a Sabbath, actually before sunset. And you can get three biblical days and three biblical nights in that period. Now let's move to our suggested prayers for the week. Now, this is a prayer for faithful witness. Heavenly Father, just as John the Baptist bore witness to your son Jesus, the Lamb of God, grant us the courage and clarity to testify to his light in our lives. Help us to be bold in sharing the truth of your love and the redemption offered through Jesus. May our words and actions reflect his grace and truth, drawing others to come and see the hope we have found in him. Empower us by your Spirit to be faithful witnesses in a world in need of your light. Amen. This is a prayer for following Jesus. Lord Jesus, you extended the invitation to the first disciples to come and see, and they followed, embarking on a journey of transformation and discovery. Extend that same invitation to us, drawing us closer to you each day. Help us to follow you with the same eagerness and commitment, eager to learn from you and to live out your teachings. Give us the strength to leave behind anything that hinders our relationship with you, that we may fully embrace the life you offer. Amen. Is a prayer for recognizing Jesus in our lives. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to recognize Jesus in our lives, just as Nathanael came to see him as the Son of God and the King of Israel. In moments of skepticism or doubt, remind us of the truth of Jesus' identity and his presence with us. Help us to see the greater things he has promised, the signs of your kingdom all around us, and the bridge he has become between heaven and earth. May our hearts always be open to the revelations of his love and grace, transforming our relationships and our way of living. Amen. I hope you have a good week this week. I hope this something I've said, something in God's word has touched your heart and helped you to find a new piece of the puzzle to unlock some mysteries and to reveal new truth to help you in a transformative walk this week. And I just pray that you'll have blessings upon you as you go forth in this Sabbath. See you next time.